Tech Webcast is sponsored by Venturi Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Venturative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Venturative today for your free quote. And we thank Venturative for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com Still Spinning 3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded episode 455, recorded on the 9th of December 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, Aldwin and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Jennifer Quinn. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl.
How's it all going?
Good, mate. Good, mate. I need to pull you up on something during the week.
Oh, during the week? What? Who? What?
I think Jacob knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah, I know what it is too. Yeah, I know. I was fiddling around with, I was trying to do that little promotion for our last Tech Webcast, a little video promotion. And I was using OBS, which for those that initiate is like it's called Open Broadcast. And I was having an issue with it because it was clipping, you know, not a clipping, but it was actually like a stuttering. And I was recording and I was playing it back and I wasn't happy with the audio because it was dropping. And it's easy to either hit record or stream. The two buttons or the two are right close to each other. And I must have at one stage, and I didn't even realise till afterwards, I'm wondering, why are you guys commenting on Facebook, on YouTube? I realised that I'd actually streamed about 30 seconds or a minute or something of it while I was cursing this blimmin' bit of software. So I deleted the recording, so it never happened.
I'm not going to say it, Jacob, okay?
It was all an illusion. It never happened. So,
if you want to say it, go ahead. If you want to say it, say it.
No.
Jennifer Quinn, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's good to awesome have you on the podcast.
On. Yeah, it's great to be on. We've done this a couple times.
We have, and you said yes.
Yeah, of course.
So we got Jacob back on. Welcome back, Jacob.
Thank you.
How's your week been, mate?
Cold.
Yeah, cold snow.
No, the snow won't hit here, but.
And how cold? How good would it be if it snowed here in Melbourne here, Daryl?
Oh,
I.
Yes.
Be doing.
What?
I know what you'd be doing, sitting behind. Probably sitting behind the house. Grant have a snowball. Wait for your dad to walk out.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it snowed if it snowed in Melbourne, it would be really deep snow up in this part of the world. So yes, snow's fine. Yeah, snow's all right. It has its place.
Snow's great. I love snow. I've never been in snow.
I've never seen snow. Yeah. It's been rare that the snow snowed here where I'm in Mansfield. I mean, people sort of think because Mansfield's a really cold place that it must snow every year. But in the town itself, it's rare. Maybe once every 15, 20 years, maybe. But on the outskirts of town, we get a light dusting. But of course, then we've got the mountains where we get quite a bit more.
Yeah.
But the town itself, it's very rare. It has to be super cold for it to actually snow in the town itself. But
yeah. It's snowing where she is. So enjoy the snow, Ali.
Yes. Enjoy the snow.
So, Jake, I won't know where you are, will it?
The last time it's actually snowed in Florida is in 1973.
Whoa. Wow.
That's a long time. What about you, Jen? Does it snow where you are?
It does snow here. I live in Boise, Idaho. That's in the United States, the Northwest United States. But we haven't gotten any snow yet this year.
Oh, okay. Interesting. All right. Okay. So you're only on here for a short time because you have to be somewhere.
It's true.
And maybe next time you can come back on and stay longer.
Perfect. I'd love it.
So what have you been up to the last time we spoke in short time for about, I don't know, 9 minutes, maybe 8 minutes?
Yeah. So what have I been up to? So I published my first solo book.
Awesome.
It's Leverage Live Streaming to Build Your Brand, and it's how to start, master, and monetize live video. And it was super exciting that it hit Amazon number one bestseller in its category, so super happy about that. That's been super fun.
Awesome. Have you sold a lot of copies?
Yeah.
It's good.
I don't have the number. I feel like I should know exactly the number, but I don't have the number, but... One of my friends actually just bought 50 copies to send to his colleagues for Christmas. So that was exciting.
How much is a book to buy? How much is it?
So the print copy on Amazon right now is $19.95.
I might buy a copy.
Awesome. And it's also available on Kindle.
Oh, nice one. I'll get one for Daryl and Jake.
Fabulous.
Maybe one day. So what else has been happening, Jenny? Any other news?
You know, just having, I have a live streaming group coaching going on right now that's going really well. And it's really fun because, well, you know, I'm kind of into live streaming and I love teaching people, how to really craft their message. And what we're doing in the group is going live in the group so they can practice before they go live out on their business page.
Awesome. Daryl, any questions for
So is this live streaming, is in Facebook live streaming, or do you do both Facebook and YouTube?
So the things that I teach are they can cross all platforms.
Yep.
But currently the group is on Facebook, yep. So that's where we're doing it. Yeah.
Because I'm just curious because – you know, YouTube had live streaming for quite a while, at least from the website point of view. But then, because Facebook came along and seems to have sort of taken a bit of the steam out of YouTube's live streaming, do you think Facebook's a better option for people if they're choosing between the two?
Not necessarily. I think it depends on where your audience is, what your target demographic is, what the purpose is of your live streams. You know, because even Instagram Live is a great place to go live.
Yep.
And Periscope is not dead. So there's lots of options.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because it was sort of, you know, YouTube had it almost all on its own there for quite a while. And then along came Facebook, which they tend to do. They tend to wait for a little while and see what the new best thing is, and then they integrated into their own platform. So I was just curious as to, you know, which is the one that's, if there's one dominant, or as you said, if it just depends on who you're trying to reach.
Yeah, definitely. And where you already have an audience.
Yep.
All right.
Go ahead, Jake. What do you want to say?
Well, is Snapchat feasible enough to like do their stories and stuff like that?
Well, I know that a lot of people are still using Snapchat and they're using it for business. And so it can't be discounted yet. But when Instagram came out with their stories, the latest figure that I read, and I don't know where I could quote it, but was that Snapchat use went down by 80%. So that seems like a big number to me. So I wouldn't like say that's 100% accurate, but I do know that Snapchat is still there, and they're making changes so that they can stay in the game. So I don't think they're out yet.
Yeah. Also, I heard there is a teaser that the original owner of Vine, he's gonna bring it back to life as version 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read that on Facebook.
I had not heard that. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? The original owner.
Well, that will be interesting because Twitter bought Vine, and so now all of the people who had profiles on Vine, those are connected to Twitter. So I guess people who wanted to use Vine 2.0 would have to start completely over is my assumption. I don't know, though.
Yeah, what they could have done is has left the data there, and just when you log back in, it pushes everything back to the service.
It will be so interesting. I hadn't heard that.
I showed that to Brad. He thought that was pretty interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that another player in the, like, it's already becoming sort of fairly crowded, live streaming, do you think another player could succeed now that sort of, particularly with Facebook, and because, I mean, Facebook owns Instagram, and that they've sort of become that, and YouTube, I mean, have become the other two sort of dominant players. Do you think there's much room for other parties?
You know, that's a great question, because people, live streaming is changing so fast, and I wouldn't discount any possibilities, but we know Facebook's not going anywhere. And we know that Mark Zuckerberg is, you know, completely committed to dominating, and he has the resources, and he's putting the resources towards live streaming and video on Facebook. So it's hard to imagine that anyone could come in at this point, but I wouldn't discount it.
But, you know, unless, you know, they had something over and above what the current incumbents are doing, like some sort of whiz-bang, you know, option that the others weren't providing. Because I think when you said about, you know, live streaming to where your people are, well, you know, most people have a Facebook account of some sort, and or most people, you know, use YouTube, or even if it's just to, you know, watch a video. And so Facebook's already got like 1 billion-plus people. And so it would be harder for to build a product and then be able to pull millions of people to start using that product.
Right, for sure. You know, there are other platforms coming out all the time that offer different features. So, for example, Gravy is out there. And Gravy allows creators to have shows like produce shows, and then they allow the audience to monetize, to contribute, to donate money. But then Gravy also has a feature where the creator can have a monthly club where the people are paying a membership fee to get exclusive content from the creator. So that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, YouTube tried stuff about, you know, with, I mean, they monetize with their ads and stuff, but they tried stuff and, like, they even had a tip jar type option and things like that. But that just disappeared. Like, they just pulled the plug on that. And it's interesting. I mean, Brad and Jacob probably, you know, with, because they're more gamers, play, you know, computer games than I do. But I know in YouTube, you know, they call it the ad apocalypse, which has been ravaging YouTubers because of big advertisers being uncomfortable with their ads being put on certain channels that were doing certain topics and stuff, and YouTube went swung the other way. And I know there's been quite a deal of chatter on YouTube about, you know, some of the even some of the big YouTubers live streaming in various other games and stuff who have had their monetization slashed.
Wow. Yeah. That's rough, right? You build up an audience and then your monetization's gone.
You know, I mean, unless you're using secondary options like, you know, Patreon or something where you can survive it. Yeah, it was interesting. And the problem is YouTube's been so opaque about, you know, how they're doing it. So it's even made it hard for the YouTubers to sort of rejig what they're doing to try and stop their videos being demonetized, because they're still unsure of what criteria YouTube are using. In some cases, it's the way you name your video. In some cases, it might be that there might be a certain amount of language in it. And particularly, I think the gaming community that, you know, live stream games or even just upload after recording, they're the ones that seem to have bore the brunt of it, and it's sort of, you know, it may be again that Facebook and that win out over that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's going to be fascinating to watch because I know everybody wants to have the biggest piece of the pie with live streaming.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. So, Jennifer, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions?
Oh, you can just go to jennyqlive.com.
JennyQLive.com. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. All right. Sorry, I can't stay longer this time, but let's do it again.
Please do. Yeah, so you're off to a meeting now? Or are you off out? Or?
Well, it's sort of a meeting. It's Friday night here.
I can imagine Friday night, yes. Yeah. I don't blame you in the slightest. If it was Friday night here, I might be doing that myself.
Always great talking to you guys. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, please do. Thanks, Jennifer.
Uh-huh. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Daryl Hunt, where do we steer the train to now?
Where do we steer the train, did you say? There's no train tracks here where I live. They pulled up the train. They pulled up the train lines many years ago here. We used to have a train because I used to go on it.
Let's get Daryl's brother in then.
He's probably, yeah, well, it's Friday night where he is too, so I'd imagine he's probably at a meeting if he's not, you know, with the kids. So he and my sister-in-law, and that, they might be at a meeting at the moment. They tend to have their meetings on a Friday night too sometimes. But anyway, it was, even though it was a very short conversation today, it was still an interesting conversation. I mean, live streaming.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't really do much as far as live streaming goes until I actually get a decent internet connection that copes with live streaming. I mean, it's, you know, it's fine to have reasonable download speed, but for live streaming, you've also got to have good upload speed. With ADSL, I have crappy upload speeds, and so there's nothing worse than trying to do a live stream and it becomes, you know, blocky or it drops in and out. It looks really unprofessional, and of course people watching it don't understand that it's could be the internet that's doing that, and think, God, he's not very professional about it all. So I'm waiting until the NBN gets here and just crossing my fingers that they sort out the NBN problems before we get hooked up here, so that I can at least get decent internet. Then who knows, I might even give a bit of live streaming a go. You never know.
Definitely, mate. Definitely sounds good.
Same with you.
Jake, what about you?
Yeah, same as you. When you get internet, when you get the NBN, you'll probably be able to have a bit of live streaming yourself.
Definitely, mate. It sounds good. Jake, what about you?
I'm already got good internet.
Yes, you could probably send your internet to Australia and run the internet here with your connection so fast.
Dr. Cox.
Yeah, tell them to bring an Australian division so they can run some decent internet.
He could probably run a Cat 5 cable from his house under the water.
Yeah, easy. We have our own cable connection to the US. direct to Jacob's place and we get some decent internet speeds. But, yeah, hopefully the NBN will sort it out. But I'm just crossing my fingers because at the moment there's been so many bad reports about the NBN and around the country that it's in some cases been, for some people, been slower than their old ADSL or their old connection. So I'm just hoping that between the NBN and the telcos and the government, they get it sorted before. I think it'll be about March here next year before we can start to hook up to it. I think you've got 18 months from when they announce that it's ready to change over before they switch your old service off. So I'll be waiting just a little bit as people hook up here in the town and get a few first-hand reports of how it's going before I, take the plunge and hook up myself.
Okay. Jay, I've got a question for you. And you too, Daryl.
Yep.
You ever wanted to AirPlay Foxtel Now to your Apple TV?
Yeah, when you shared your Foxtel with me for a while there.
I was trying to get to the story, but
yeah.
I was trying to make it a little
bit Yeah, fun, no, but, when yeah. you shared, and I was wanting, for, so I could watch Game of Thrones, seven.
Yes.
And I was going to show my parents, and I said, I had the app on, the Fox app on my iPad, and I couldn't, there was no option for me to, I was wanting to Chromecast it, but there was no option for me to sort of, share it out to the TV.
There's different apps. There's Foxtel Now and there's normal Foxtel.
Yeah, that's...
You need Foxtel Now app.
Ah, that's what I found out later. I'm thinking, why can't I do that? And then I looked up online and I... Because I'm unfamiliar with Foxtel as far as I've never had a package with them. So, and I went, So now you can actually stream Foxtel on your television, you're telling us.
Apple TV,
yep.
Way you go. That's pretty good stuff.
Cool. Now that is good because I think they need to do that. I mean, trying to sort of restrict people to say, oh, well, you've got a package and you can only use it on a tablet or a phone and you can't put it on your TV. I think it's becoming – I mean, people just get annoyed with that sort of stuff. If you're charging enough – I mean, Foxtel is still charging enough for you to have the services. I think they should make it playable on any of your home devices, like your TV, your tablet, your phone, whatever you've got. I mean, rather than being nitpicky and saying, well, you can only have it on a tablet, but you can have it on a TV. I think that really frustrates people.
Yeah, true.
So that's good.
That's good. So if you've got the Fox Now Now service, just download the app and update it and you can get AirPlay and you get an Apple TV.
Yep. I watched a movie on Stan last night, and I really like Stan. I've got Stan and Netflix, but when I compare the two, I actually think that Stan has got a better range, in some cases, a better range of movies Netflix. I watched an old movie. I watched The Battle of Britain. So, I mean, it wasn't a modern movie. It was made in the late 60s and I hadn't seen it in a long time and it was on Stan and so I just watched it on the iPad. But I was saying to parents last night, I mean, you could now get away of watching terrestrial television because there are so many things like Foxtel's got its stuff, Netflix, Stan, you've got SBS On Demand, you've got ABC iView, and that you could just, you don't even have to watch live TV these days if you don't want to, unless you're a sports fan and you want to watch, say, the Test cricket or football. You don't really have to watch live TV, for me anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it depends on what you want to watch. I still watch live TV.
If you're watching reality TV, I understand, like a lot of reality TV, it's all on live. But if you're not in, like for me, I'm not sort of a reality TV fan of it. I was thinking last night, almost get away with not watching, because I watch so much stuff now from either Netflix, Stan, iView, SBS On Demand and that sort of stuff. I can go days, nights. Whereas once upon a time, you'd said to me, you can't watch TV today, or you wouldn't be allowed to watch. I'd be going, what? You know, but now, and the only one I'd miss really would be when the new series of Doctor Who comes out. I would miss that because that's on television, of course, first. So I would hate to miss that. And the Christmas special, which is coming out Boxing Day.
Also, yeah, and also Daryl, ABC 2's been rebranded to Comedy Channel.
Yeah, I'm yet to be convinced, but I looked at the TV guide and it's not a lot on, and they just repeat it. And
yeah,
I've got a feeling, and you know, I'm a big ABC fan. I have been all my life. I love the ABC, you know, whether it's radio, television, the whole box and dice. But I've got a feeling that ABC comedy is just going to be ABC. We repeat the comedies, you know. So it might have originally been shown on ABC, and it'll migrate to, once it's been seen once, to ABC comedy, like, and it'll just rotate through there. And that's not the ABC. I mean, the ABC has had savage funding cuts for a number of years now, and they just don't have the money to you know, put first run programs on all their stuff. And they have been really working hard on their online, like iView and all the rest of it, and being out there in cyberspace. But they just don't have the budget. And that's where I just fear that the sort of the rebranded ABC 2 is really just going to be a place to dump repeats of various comedies and just rotate them through. Hopefully I'm wrong. Yeah. Hopefully in the new year when I get...
You know what annoys me is that why does ABC comedy start after a certain time of night, like 7:30, because that's a kids channel, is it, before that?
Well, so it depends on the comedy and whether the comedy has things like, you know, adult language or adult topics, because 9:30, well, it was 9:30. I don't know whether it's still 9:30, whether they changed it to 8:30, but it used to be any of those sort of adult topics, so whether it was comedies or you know, movies or anything where there might be, you know, nudity or adult comedy, or you couldn't put it on before 9:30, and that was not just the ABC, that was the commercials as well. It was part of the deal, you know, so that kids were apparently in bed by 9:30. So you put on the more adult centered stuff after that. But ABC 2 was a strange channel. It had had some interesting stuff, but it also had some weird and wacky sort of programs that I don't know how many people actually watched. But yeah, and it all comes back to the ABC's really stretched funding because it's got its main network, it's got News 24, well, it's ABC 24, it's got now ABC Comedy, plus of course it's got its iView and all that sort of stuff, and it's having enough money to be able to put content on all of those platforms, and it just doesn't have it, and that's why you end up with, you know, certain times of the day you have just repeats. Like I switch on the ABC before the news, and you get your repeats of Grand Designs like from 10 years ago. And how many times has it been repeated? And how many times?
I actually quite like that show. Actually,
Grand Designs. I like Kevin MacLeod, and I like Grand Designs. But it's like, I, you know, when it's repeated for the third time and or whatever in a certain episode, and you think, hold on, I've seen this. And again, I can't be too critical of the ABC because they just their budgets have been slashed over a number of years now, and something's got to give, you know, and that's what's happening. You're finding more and more that the ABC is repeating stuff in time slots because it's buying cheaper stuff. And also it lost a lot of British programming to Foxtel because Foxtel bought the rights to a lot of the BBC stuff. So a lot of programs.
I love the UK TV. I love
Yeah, well, a lot of that UK TV stuff used to be on the ABC. And
because Coronation Street wasn't on there though.
Oh, well, no, it was when I was a kid. It was on way back when I was very young. Coronation Street used to be on free-to-air, and then it disappeared a long time.
Can you believe that show? That show right now is in 2017. I can't believe how many people watch it. Watch that show.
Yeah, there's a few shows like that just have been around forever. There's a few of those sort of soap operas and stuff that, you know, even things like The Bold and the Beautiful, and which I was a send up, but all those sort of, they've just been around forever, and days, and like shows like Days of Our Lives and stuff. I think, you know, you know, it was there when I was little, and I think it was there before I was born in some of those shows.
Yeah, tell me, Jake, what's your view on all this? You haven't said much.
Well, for Days of Our Lives, my mom just tuned in after a long time. It's like the old people from the original show that they killed off have brought back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they killed them off because they actually died of old age. Some of them, yeah. Like McDonald Kerry, and that used to do the original "These Are the Days of Our Lives." I think he died, and they just died of old age. Some of them, the show had been going so long. But yeah, you get these loyal. Well, even like I'm a Doctor Who fan, and it did have a bit of a break for a number of years. But Doctor Who's been going for over 50 years. I mean, it started off in, you know, the early 60s, and it did have a break, so it didn't run a complete time, but it's been going a long time. So there's some shows that, yeah, just they get a following and they just keep on going.
Yeah, definitely. What else has there been happening? Oh, Amazon launched during the week too, Darryl, last week.
Yeah, it did.
What that was.
Yeah, it did. And there's sort of been mixed reactions that I've sort of read, and I mean, it's hard to really know, because I can imagine at Amazon, I never expected from day one that Amazon would be like Amazon in the US, you know, with the staff and all that. I my feeling was it would be a gradual rollout, that they'd have a certain amount and they'd gradually build on it. But there was, I think some people were expecting it to be exactly the same as the US, you know, the same range of products. And I did a quick look, and certainly for tech stuff, like, you know, if you're wanting to get into podcasting, say you wanted to buy microphones, like say the Heil or a few things like those sorts of things, I couldn't find them on the Amazon Australian site yet. That's not to say they won't, you know, come in the future, but yeah, the range of products is I can see, is not as big as in the US yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And I can't imagine Amazon will just sit on its hands. You know, it'll gradually, it's got to do deals with companies to sell their products and all that sort of stuff. And that doesn't all come overnight. But yeah, there were a few people who were complaining online that it was only a shadow of the American side, and that the prices were, well, you're not going to get American prices because you're paying in Australian dollars for a start. Exactly. And when you
Can I just say something? So I use Amazon, not all the time, but now and then.
Yep.
And to be honest, there is not much difference between using the American Amazon to the Australian one, because I'm paying for Prime.
Yep.
And that's $11 a month.
Yep.
And that works great. That's fantastic.
Yep.
But the prices, if you buy something from the American website, it's not that much.
Well, I think you've got to. I mean, there's one. I think, I can't think. Was it Gizmodo or one of the tech journals? You know, they were writing about it when it launched, and they were saying, "Oh, you know, the prices are higher, blah 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 blah." And then at the sort of right at the end of the article, the guy that was writing it said, "Well, you know, you should do your research." And what he'd done is he just looked at the first price he saw for a product on Amazon and used that as the benchmark. And at the end of the article, he was saying, you need to do your research. Well, of course, you know, if you go to the American Amazon site and you type in, you know, Heil microphone, if you want a microphone, you don't just click the first one that pops up and buy it. You scroll and you see what the best price that, you know, for that particular microphone, and at the moment, if it's available to be shipped to Australia, So whatever you do on Amazon Australia, you're not going to look at the very first price and just go, oh yeah, I'll get that. You're going to see how many other people on Amazon are selling that product and what the best price is.
Exactly. What about you, Jake? What's your view on this?
Very interesting and very intriguing.
It is. Is that all you can say?
No, I got more.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very interesting that people are going to be not very much flocking to the new Australian. They're probably just going to stay around the US site and still float and stuff like that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I think you're right. Until the Australian site has a bigger range of products, I think you're right, people are going to jump between the US and the Australian sites.
Yeah, because if they don't see the product that they want, they'll flutter over to the U.S. site and get it there.
Yep.
The only thing with that, it's like if they get, I'm just going to use it as a term, the Echo Dot, and they get it, and they it comes with a U.S. plug.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, yep. You're right, Jake. You got to be careful with electronics that you don't get something that's got U.S. power connections.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because what it is with this one, it has to have a 5 volts constant.
Yep.
Okay. Let's wrap the podcast up. And where can they get hold of you on Twitter, mate?
They can get hold of me on @Learnscape on the Twitters and @DarylHunt on the Google Pluses. And I'm on also LinkedIn and Facebook and MySpace and FriendFeed. And I can also be reached by smoke signals.
Well, so if you
not in the summertime. I don't mean start lighting fires in the summertime here, because I don't want to see smoke signals in between now and April.
Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not asking people to be pyromaniacs on the podcast. So you can reach me by smoke signals anytime after about Easter next year.
God. You can get me on Twitter @BradOz. Just send me an email. That's the best way to get hold of me.
Yep.
Or you can get me on Twitter @BradOz and Tech Webcast. Don't send me any smoke.
No, Jake.
Don't send me any smoke signals. They'll probably send you the wrong type of smoke signals. And you can get me at chasbot32669.
1Z. No, Aldwyn today, Daryl.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Aldwyn is often at conventions and stuff, even during the weekends here in Australia. So she may have been travelling between places, or she may have been in a conference that you can't get out of, like in the middle of. And of course, she pays to attend these conferences. So I guess, you know, it's understandable at times that you can't always get out, or she may not have internet or something like that.
I just tried to call her. Her phone's turned off.
Well, it sounds like maybe she's in a session or something, and she can't like just step out of it. So generally she does a great job in being, you know, coming out of various conventions and various things onto the street with her phone and various other things to make sure she didn't. So it must be something that she just can't get out of, because she's usually 100% reliable for those sorts of things.
Yeah, exactly. And also shout out to Infinity Records. Joe is the owner. Jacob, what do you want to say to Joe?
You rock.
Thanks, Joe, for the package, by the way, mate. He sent me a couple of records.
Cool.
And a T-shirt. Thank you so much for him.
Excellent.
He's a legend, that guy. Joe, check it out, Infinity Records on Facebook.
Infinity Records, yep.
Infinity Records, yes. Next week we're going to be having a VC vinyl community episode next week, Daryl, so be ready.
Vinyl.
Next week.
All vinyl, more vinyl.
Episodes. Everyone's going to be on next week. So there's going to be a vinyl episode next Saturday, I hope.
Cool bananas.
Vinyl is back, baby.
Yes.
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 And also download the episode 452 too. That's a good episode, that.
Yeah, download 454, which was our Apple guest, which went up Australian time yesterday. So we recorded that on a separate day so we could get our guest. It was fantastic. He was fantastic. He talked a lot about Apple, Steve Jobs, what it was like working on the original iPhone, a lot of stuff that, you know, you don't normally get to hear from people who were actually there at the time. And so it's certainly worth, if you haven't already listened to it, go and listen to it, because it was a really interesting episode.
All right, Jacob, it's all on you, mate. You can end the podcast. I'm out of here.
Oh, you're out of here? I'm boot scoot booty out of here.
Wait, soon.
To my laptop.
Darryl, where are you off to?
I'm going to, when I finish doing this and we upload the podcast episode, I'm going to take my camera and I'm going to go for a wander, and I'm going to take some photographs and do a bit of practicing on photography in the early afternoon because it's such a mild afternoon here. I'll get outside.
You're not going to the beach?
Going to the beach. It's about 3 hours to the beach from me. So, yeah, 3 hours by bus to get to the beach down. So, no, I'll just go for a wander around here in the mild sunshine, Mansfield sunshine here. It's a lovely day here. So I'm going to take the chance before it starts heating up and we get actually get into real summer.
Yep, looking forward to that. Jacob, wrap the podcast up one more time, then I'll play the outro. Go ahead, say what you want to say and do a shout-out to some people if you want to.
Oh, I don't think so, Brad.
Darryl, do you want to shout-out?
Oh, no, well, I'll shout-out to, as I say, listen to episode 454. It was a wonderful addition. Thanks for listening to Tech Webcast episode 455, and we look forward to you listening again next week for the big vinyl edition.
Yes, and I'm trying to get a funny outro from Jacob and whoever, but it fails all the time.
It's a lot impromptu. We'll have to think.
Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
6.
Tech Webcast.
5.
Tech Webcast.
4.
Tech Webcast.
3.
Tech Webcast.
3.
Tech Webcast.
2.
Tech Webcast.
1.
Tech Webcast.
1. 0.
Ignition.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.